This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Ryan Hoovy. He went to Medicine Hat, Alberta for his rural family medicine residency training. He currently works in Calgary, Alberta as a GP psychotherapist. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we have Dr. Ryan Hoovy. How are you doing today, Ryan?
I'm doing really well, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
So why don't you start us off? Provide us a summary of your career path.
Yeah, so I graduated med school 10 years ago now, of course, and went to Medicine Hat for a rural family medicine program there for 2 years. Learned a lot of great skills, met a lot of great people, and kind of continued with that pathway for a number of years, doing rural locums, kind of the jack of all trades doctor. Got to do a little bit of everything all over Alberta, from Fort McMurray to Swan Hills and Three Hills and Two Hills and all the places. So it was a great learning experience, a great way to kind of implement all the learning of school into real life. Didn't love the travel and living out of a suitcase quite as much. So I eventually narrowed down my scope of locuming to the urban center of Calgary. I did that for a number of years, working at a couple great clinics in the city here. And then over time, an opportunity came up where I could be involved in more of kind of a mental health focused clinic. And I've always had an interest in mental health. Took some electives in med school and residency for that. But I said yes to that opportunity and ended up really liking it. So I got into doing psychotherapy. And for the last several years now, that's what I've done exclusively. So I work out of a local family medicine clinic. I'm the consultant psychotherapist there. And I see myself kind of in that role for the rest of my career, hopefully. So yeah, that's the career trajectory so far.
Nice. Well, it sounds like you've been through so many things, of course, training rurally and then working rurally and then finding where you want to be. And then sounds so encouraging to that you found a place that you can foresee just like a long career there. And so from your vantage point, and I guess because you've seen so many different things, from your opinion, what is the state of medicine / healthcare?
Yeah, I think at least recently I've sensed an unfortunate, I wouldn't quite go as far to say hopelessness, but kind of verging on this challenge of being a family doctor in Alberta right now. A lot of frustrations. The word crisis gets thrown around a lot in our newsletters and the directors of our professional organizations. And I definitely understand where that kind of mentality is coming from. I think it's tough because it makes it hard to continue doing our work in a way that brings a lot of joy and fulfillment when it's kind of couched around this idea of being maybe hopeless or failing or broken. It makes it hard to feel like we're having an impact or a change for the good. I tend to be a bit more of an optimist around these kind of things and believe that humans in general, but also doctors have an ability to adapt, be flexible, change with the environment, and thrive. I think we will, as a profession, get to that point. Never feels fast as it should, but I'm hopeful.
Well, I suppose in a profession where we're helping people who are sick, I think it's good to have a optimistic outlook as we are trying to change the trajectory of a disease process. I guess with that optimism in mind, what excites you the most in your area of medicine?
Yeah, the thing that really drew me to mental health and psychotherapy specifically is actually the kind of creativity and flexibility around therapy. you know, I found medicine and family medicine especially has quite a large focus on guidelines, you know, treatment pathways and algorithms. And it's really great to apply that to a lot of parts of medicine because it helps to standardize and encourages evidence-based medicine practices. But it can sometimes feel a little bit rigid, a little bit repetitive. So in psychotherapy, it's very much the opposite, at least the kind of therapy that I use. It's about kind of being open. It's about kind of meeting the patient where they're at. It's about exploring discovery. There's no rule for what to do in this situation. It's every time is unique. So I really like that, you know, ability to you know, kind of develop the relationship with the patient and work with them on their unique problems where no algorithm can touch it. So I think that's what excites me the most about psychotherapy.
Well, it sounds like you've been able to clearly identify what you enjoy the most about it. And it's this kind of perpetual opportunity to have something novel almost that you don't have to follow anything that you don't want to, or I guess you don't have to.
Yeah. There's no kind of guideline or algorithm always kind of talking over your shoulder, telling you what to do next.
So just switching gears a little bit, we are from the same medical class. And so taking a look back, what is your favorite memory from medical school?
Well, lots of favorites, Chris. I think the ones that really stand out are where I was involved with classmates in kind of a creative, musical, theatrical production kind of environment. So, you know, Chris and I were part of the Ectopic Beats, which was one of the best bands of the time, as far as I know. And, you know, some other, whether it was jazz bands, Mednight, Battle of the Bands, you know, these events that really brought together so many creative, interesting, innovative, hardworking people in med school, and to be able to share that opportunity to you know, make music, that really stands out for me as some of the biggest moments of med school, and a close second would be all the great ski trips and people that I got to know that way.
And then just as our last question here, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
Yeah, so you know, as long as there's no risk of a kind of grandfather time travel paradox problem here, Chris, I'd say that a couple of things: keep saying yes to opportunities. You know, life works out in funny ways sometimes, and saying yes to kind of being open to new ideas is great. I'll steal one of your quips here because I think it's important. Keep making memories. I like that motto. And finally, I would tell my younger self to buy a lot of Bitcoin. So that in 2010 would have been really great advice.
Well, I think the way that I know you're so thoughtful in all the things you do and with all your experience in your clinic, I'm sure they are very happy to have you as part of their team to be able to provide that sort of care for their patients. So thank you so much, Ryan, for making the time to come on and to share all of this. And we'll look forward to catching up again soon.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks.